Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Indeed we are.
Yes, indeed. And thank you for having me to your lovely home.
I'm happy to have you.
Oh, and yeah. Delicious bagels.
Bagels from Delicious Cass's Deli.
Yum. The best.
It was the best.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we have a lot to cover.
We do.
Don't we?
Yeah, we do.
I'm going to jump right into this. This is mother-daughter friend drama.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Dear ladies, I enjoy your podcast and have gleaned a lot from your advice in my own life. I am interested in what you have to say about my situation. I will try to keep this short and sweet. Ha ha. I am writing because of a situation that just happened with my daughter. My daughter is a freshman in high school, and she goes to a small school. We're talking 300 students, including the grade school. Her first high school dance was this past weekend, homecoming. It was a neon theme, and we found the only appropriate dress on Amazon, and she looked amazing. The backstory. My daughter is on the introvert and shy side, and we are always encouraging her to try new things, play sports, and be social. I see that she is making the effort, but I know it makes her uncomfortable. I'm concerned that I am setting a poor example for her because I, too, am introverted and shy. If I determined that a person is rude or acting strange, like they don't want me around, I am more likely to back off and give space than to be the obnoxious one who bulldozes and takes over the group.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a positive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a very small group of friends, but I know that they truly are my friends. Additionally, my own mother is introverted and shy, so I do not have childhood examples and memories of how to get ready for a dance and having my mother help with my hair, as my mom basically told me that I was on my own. Having a teenage daughter freaks me out on a regular basis, but I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is part of a friend group who really seems to favor one girl. We'll call her Brenda, as the head girl or main character, as the young folks say now.
Do they really?
I didn't know that.
Nor did I.
I love that because it's literary.
Yeah.
If Brenda is around, the other girls in the group clamor all over her for her attention. My daughter also considers Brenda to be her best friend. She uses quote marks.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl is usually level-headed, kind, and really fun. I have no issues with Brenda. The problem. A few days before the dance, I suggested to my daughter that she invite her friends over to get ready for the dance at our house. She mentioned it to her friends at school, and we quickly discovered that Brenda was double booked for that time, as she was going to a play with other friends of her family, people not going to the dance. Brenda would be getting ready very quickly between the play and the dance. I talked to her mom, and she told me she felt bad about the double booking, but maybe Brenda could come by half an hour before the dance at our house. No problem, I thought. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, oh well.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of my daughter's friends was able to come over a few hours before the dance, and the girls had a wonderful time getting ready. My biggest regret is not getting photos. It frankly never occurred to me, but I got a photo of my daughter when she returned home later that night. When my daughter came home after the dance, she was spent from all the loud music. Remember, introvert. But she was also confused and distressed.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda had pulled her aside at the dance and informed her that another mutual friend, we'll call her Sally, was mad at her because she was not invited to get ready for the dance at our house. My daughter was confused because it didn't even occur to her that this girl would want to come to our house and get ready, as when she talked about it at school, Sally didn't say anything. Furthermore, the girl who did come sent texts to my daughter about getting ready at our house, and Sally did not send any texts.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to me looking at Facebook, and sure enough, Sally and Brenda and another girl from my daughter's class are photographed in their dresses after getting ready for the dance at Sally's house.
Oh. It's one of those things.
Maybe I'm the idiot for just assuming that Sally's mom had everything covered for her daughter to get ready for the dance, so I didn't encourage my daughter to pursue her to come over. Also, I should note, Sally has an older sister and two younger siblings, so I consider Sally's family as veterans of going to dances, as they always seem to have it down to a science. At what point is my own daughter's responsibility to check what everyone else's plans are and if they are happy?
Mm-hmm.
Really, as the mom, I saw my daughter and her friend having a great time getting ready for the dance. Sally and Brenda and their other classmate had a great time getting ready at Sally's house. It should be a win-win. Also, I should note that the friend came over to get ready at our house, and Sally often get into tiffs. So it was better for there for there to be two getting ready parties to keep the drama down.
I see. Okay.
My question: what advice do I give my daughter, who thought she was having a great evening until Brenda pulled her aside and told her about Sally being upset? I can see it made my daughter shrink back into her introverted shell. My daughter spent part of the night trying to make amends with Sally, and the other part hanging out in the corner, uncomfortable and bored. I tried to explain that some people are just rude and immature like that, and my daughter didn't do anything wrong. But I hate seeing her get hurt because she just doesn't seem to be included in the circle of friends that Sally wants to have around her. Remember, this is a small school, about 20 kids in her class, and half are girls. Maybe I should also mention that my husband and I didn't grow up here, so we are not related to half the town like many of the other girls. It doesn't seem like there are enough kids to even have a popular kid group. Sigh. Any advice helps. Thank you so much for taking my letter and reading it. Sincerely, not the main character.
So, I don't think I have a voice in this because I don't really get it because they're 16 and I don't know anything I mean, I get that 16-year-olds have priorities that are bizarre and weird.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how to get you over that hump as a rational thinking adult. They're like hanging on to like, well, I went here and she was there. And then they said this, like, why did Brenda pull her to the side to let her know that she had done this wrong?
Brenda's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That to me is the first issue. So Brenda's an issue. Why did she do that? That's very immature behavior.
It's very high school.
Not surprised by that behavior. Right. But I don't know how to get over it. Like, how do you...
I think...
Would you do with the princess if something like that happened?
Well, I would say, well, that was poopy of Brenda to go to someone else's house when she said she would come here. But we don't know what plans Brenda made with Sally. You know, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You had a great time with your friend, so you had a great time with your friend.
Yeah.
I think, Mom, that you are too worried about your daughter being introverted and shy.
Mm.
I think you should let her be introverted and shy.
She has to navigate that. I mean, that's going to be her whole life. So she's going to have to figure out what works and doesn't work for her.
And it's not a flaw.
No.
It's a characteristic.
That she can practice her way to be a bit more extroverted, which is what I have done.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't know if anyone is aware of Myers-Briggs. Everyone has to be aware of the
personality test. Mm-hmm.
So when I was younger, I first took Myers-Briggs in my early 20s, and I was very solidly INTJ, which is pretty introverted.
Mm-hmm.
And I have slowly, as you retake that test, you get older, you get more accustomed to work, to dealing with people. I've slowly become a little bit more extroverted, but it's practice.
It is.
And that's what you have to do.
Right. Yeah. I'm extremely extroverted.
You are.
And it was a learned skill.
Yeah.
I was very quiet as a kid, a teenager. It was really only in high school that I started, like, even being bold enough to raise my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've told this story on the podcast before. I used to take cue cards, like little index cards with me to parties. So I would remember things to talk about, questions to ask, because I would panic, you know, and think, like, I have nothing to say. No one wants to talk to me. I wish I was home. And... the index cards gave me a little, you know, practice and I got good at it and my job
makes me good at it.
In front of people. So I got better and better, but, being introverted and shy, that's the way you are. That's the way your mother is. That's the way your daughter is. And I think you should rather than encouraging her to learn how not to be, I think you should encourage her to embrace it and say, you know, wanting to stay home with a book is not a problem.
No.
It sounds like your daughter has the basic social graces covered.
Mm-hmm.
She extended an invitation. Not everybody responded.
Mm-hmm.
The one who did, they had a great time. And so I think the advice to your daughter should be, honey, you do you.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it's a problem. I think it might feel like a bigger problem. And I think... what your daughter does have to learn and will learn as she matures is that she can't give other people the power to bring her down.
Right, right. And just knowing that as an introvert, you're going to have to navigate these situations all the time and just getting to know yourself, what you really like, what you're really willing to do, what you're really not willing to do. I think that's great. If you already know all of that about yourself, then you're already ahead of the game. Most people don't know that much about themselves to be able to say that at 16, that I'd much prefer to read a book than go out.
I think what your daughter could have said, and again, hindsight lets us come up with these lines, is, Sally, I'm so sorry that I hurt your feelings. Mm-hmm. I was unaware that you wanted to come over.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
She can say that now if Sally continues to be a problem, poopy. If there's like schisms and stuff, she can just be the mature one and own it. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you wanted to come to my house, and I'm sorry I didn't question you directly to see if that was your preference or not.
Yeah, I think that's good advice, is teaching her how to be the mature one in all of these situations. Because Brenda was the one who seems to be stirring the pot.
The troublemaker.
Yeah, and so in terms of Brenda, I might have said, well, thanks for letting me know, but then addressed comments, as you mentioned, to Sally, was it?
Yes.
Sally. But Brenda, do watch out for
Brenda
that
Brenda triple booked herself.
Yeah.
She was at the play with her other friends, and then she was at Sally's, but she was maybe going to come to your house.
Oh, do watch out for that.
So, you know, if Brenda is really her best friend and did it, said Sally's upset with you, you know, out of a place of concern and care. Okay, that's one thing. We can give her the benefit of the doubt once, one time.
I would also talk sort of seriously about the definition of a best friend and someone who's popular. Because it sounds like people like Brenda just because she's popular.
Yeah.
Is she really your best friend? Do you even know what that means? What does that mean to you, a best friend?
Right.
And does Brenda fit that definition? Now's as good a time as any to go through all of that.
Right. And trust is a big part of being a best friend.
Yeah.
And if, you know, she was told, your daughter was told, if Brenda had time, she'd pop over.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda did have time and she didn't pop over.
Right.
Okay, so first time someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
So your daughter has been warned.
Mm-hmm.
And mom, you have been warned.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep an eye on that. But yeah, let your daughter be herself and she will find fellow introverts to be friends with.
Especially in college.
Yeah.
Your social circle gets so much broader.
Right. 10 people, 10 girls your own age, that's not a lot.
It's not a lot. And it's the same girls that you've known for the last 4 years or what it is. Then you go to college and depending on where you go to, all of a sudden there's just everyone is there. And you'll find your people. I suggest you find theater folk to be your people because they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And there are introverted things for you to do with theater folk, which are fun. And you're still around extroverted people, but still in the background, right?
Yes.
So that's my advice on that.
Yeah. I think your daughter's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
You are a loving and concerned mom, and people with loving and concerned moms tend to do well.
Yes.
Joss, we were graced with an email.
Yes.
Of 3 perfectly embarrassing personal problems.
Let's hear it. I am ready.
I'm going to actually hand this
you
over
want me
to you.
Do it? Okay.
I do. And you can do the first one.
All right.
All right.
So and, exciting.
Yes.
Here we go. Hey, ladies. Hello, ladies. I've been hibernating with a head cold and binging on old episodes in between blowing my nose and hydrating. Well, thank you. I have to give you a few embarrassing moments to bank for later episodes since you made me laugh through my clogged nasal passages. Number 1, how I met my best friend. 30 plus years ago, I was delighted to have been asked to join a board for an arts event. At my first meeting, it was clear that my participation was filling a requirement that was unpopular among the rest of the board. As everyone introduced themselves, I tried to say something positive in response to make them like me. After the bank president said his name, I happily chimed in with, I went to school with your son. He gruffly responded with, he's not my son, he's my cousin. I was mortified. In my defense, he did look older than his years. You would think I would remember how awful that moment was, but no. At the next monthly meeting, a new member was going through the introduction. When bank president introduced himself, I repeated, I went to school with your son. If looks could kill, I would have been dead. The woman sitting next to me had her head in her hand. She told me later that she knew she had to save me from myself and became my partner in crime and forever friend. It's the best way to meet a friend.
Yes. It's humiliating yourself.
Shall I read another? There are two more. Three, four more.
Well, goodness. Let's space them out. Let's do one more and save the others for another episode.
So number two is called Why I Fired the Cleaning Lady. Why
would anyone fire a cleaning lady?
I swear. I don't care for house cleaning. I'm good at it when I commit, but if I spend as much time cleaning as I do thinking about cleaning my house would be spotless. My sister-in-law had someone in her office that cleaned with her daughter, so I hired them to come 2 times a month. Usually I stripped the bed and left clean sheets out, but for some reason I left in a hurry that morning and just threw them on the bed. When I got home from work, I went into the bedroom and found that they had tucked my vibrator into the bed with the top nestled on my pillow. Again, mortified. I love it. I gently informed them I was trimming my budget and wouldn't be needing them to come back. If they had been good at the job, I would have felt worse. I later found out that my aunt also let them go after she came home early and found one of them singing and playing the piano while the other one danced. I love it. The vibrator. Fantastic.
Oh my gosh. You know, I have to say that I would have kept them on.
Because they nestled it on the pillow.
You know.
Tucked it in.
Right. They were respectful with your personal property.
Right. I love it.
I'm sorry. Your cleaning lady knows everything about you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Including
That's
about
essentially
your vibrator.
Why you yes. can never fire them.
No, because they know all the stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Also, I love the idea that you walked in on them singing and dancing.
You should have joined them.
My husband and I were somewhere in a hotel, and it was like checkout time was say noon, mm-hmm. and we went down for breakfast, and the house cleaning staff thought that we had checked out, and we'd had some like a tray of fruit mm-hmm. sent up for some reason, you know, like the manager's like, oh, thank you for staying with us, and sent up a little like pineapples and melons, and we hadn't eaten, so we came back up after breakfast, and there was the cleaning lady sitting in the chair with her feet on the bed,
yes.
talking on the phone,
yes.
and eating our fruit.
Absolutely, yes! Yes! Tip for you, lady.
I mean, actually, we had gone back to leave her a tip, and she was mortified. She's like, I'm so sorry, awesome. I thought you checked out. I'm like, not at all.
Yes.
I would have done the same thing.
Yes.
And, you know, here's your tip.
Yes.
And really, because I thought, of course you're sitting there
chilling
eating
with the extra
the fruit.
Delicious.
You
yes.
should.
You deserve
should.
It.
Don't throw it away.
That's right.
Sometimes when I go to conferences, like, you get all that swag.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, people bring you gifts. Like, one time, this was tragic, I was speaking in Canada, and I only had a carry-on, and they gave me, as a gift, they gave me, like, a gallon of maple syrup.
Well, that...
I
okay.
couldn't take it on
you
the plane.
You can't take that.
I couldn't take it on the plane.
No, it's too much.
And I, you know, I didn't have a bag to check to put it in, and so I left it for the cleaning staff.
Oh.
Just like, you know, I was so heartbroken I couldn't bring this, but I hope you and your family will enjoy it.
Yes.
You know. But yeah, that was pretty funny.
That is funny.
Thank you for the embarrassing personal problem. We appreciate it. And
yes.
Let all our listeners be so open as to share.
Yeah.
All right.
Several.
Keep
yes.
them coming.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, check out our book, Crappy Friends, The Ultimate Guide to Female Friendship.
Send your friendship letters to the ladies at crappyfriends.net.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Forever. Forever.